Welcome to Rock Solid Devotional, a moment to start your day.
Last time, we heard wisdom's trenchant warning to those who disregard her. They will undoubtedly be utterly ruined. Today, we'll study wisdom's concluding summary. Proverbs 1, verses 32 to 33, reading from the ESV. For the simple are killed by their turning away, and the complacency of fools destroys them. But whoever listens to me will dwell secure, and will be at ease without dread of disaster. Wisdom sharply contrasts the final destinies of those who listen to her and those who don't. Those who disregard wisdom delude themselves into thinking that they can get away with wrongdoing. They won't. Those who listen to wisdom will know genuine peace of mind and security. These outcomes are sure. We have seen several times how despising wisdom is like the progression of a disease. From flirting with wrongdoing, to reckless stupidity, to mockery. Emphasizing the inevitable worsening, wisdom warns that the path of wrongdoing ends in destruction. Carelessly turning away to flirt with wrongdoing was how God's people started being unfaithful and false in their covenant relationship with Him. They should have turned towards His wisdom and life. Instead, they were turning away towards death. Those who turn away usually have a false sense of security. They deceive themselves or let themselves be deceived into thinking themselves entitled or invulnerable. Increasingly complacent, arrogant, and reckless, they overreach, sow the seeds of their own destruction, and reap the deadly harvest. Wisdom does not specify the means of judgment. She doesn't need to. For her point is that the attitude and act of turning away will prove self-destructive. True security consists of actively listening to wisdom. Her commands may seem inconvenient, restrictive, and challenging. But to those who trust her, her commands will prove to be proactive, protective, and strengthening. Those who trust wisdom will know what they shouldn't do and what they should. And they will find that God's spirit of wisdom not only enlightens, but empowers. God's people experienced repeatedly that trust in anyone or anything other than God will disappoint. But those who live by faith in God's wisdom will experience His peace. They will be secure and thrive through the ups and downs of life. God will use even the very harm intended against them to bring about good. As they trustfully honor Him and live according to His wisdom, He will work all things into His good purpose. As this becomes their lived experience, insecurity and fear will be banished. It was also a reality that many of God's people themselves failed to live this way. But the faithful remnant who did were vindicated. So also will anyone who actively and responsively listens to God's wisdom. With wisdom's speech concluded, the wise father again speaks directly to his young son. We'll study that next time in Proverbs chapter 2, verses 1 to 2. Let's pray. Lord God, thank you that you truly love us. Others may flatter, pander, entice, and instigate. But your purpose for us is genuinely good. Help us to trust you. when we fail and turn back to you, forgive and restore us. Teach us to walk in your perfect way. In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen.